Bunch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, presents England's Best Haunted Pubs and Inns. Written and compiled by Stephen Plant. Read for you by Bruce Cullen.
Part 1. The Bait Hall, Macclesfield, Cheshire. The building dates back to 1525 and was licensed as an inn in 1810. Bait Hall was formerly the seat of the Earl of Corton and was once the home of the Stopford family who supported the parliamentary cause during the Civil War. It's believed to have once had Oliver Cromwell here as a guest for the night. Priest holes that served as hiding places for Catholic priests. A fine Jacobean staircase is also reported to have marks at the top, which are said to be from the Witch of Macclesfield, the Grey Lady, who was hanged. During one psychic investigation, a young woman, the witch, said she had been pursued by an angry mob. She tried to take refuge at a house, now the Bait Hall. However, she was dragged inside and was hanged from the banisters by the occupants. Some years later, an old rope was unearthed within the building, which it is believed was used to hang her. The Grey Lady, however, has been somewhat shy and resisted all blandishments to tell her story. The landlord also claims the historic pub has 21 different ghosts, because it's where ley lines cross and where the town's gallows once stood. The Bait Hall, Macclesfield, Cheshire. The Red Cow, Nantage. The Red Cow is a 15th-century coaching inn. It is a rather fine building with external black beaming on white paint, with beamed ceilings, cozy lounges, and a wood-burning stove to keep you warm in those cold winter months. There was a most dreadful plague in Nantwich in 1750. During the plague, a young woman with her baby died at the Red Cow. Since then, witnesses have seen both together as ghosts. She wanders through the inn wearing a grey dress. She is holding an infant while weeping. As she does, there are sounds of rattling doors and banging windows. Also, objects are moved around, and a pair of logs were seen floating past the fire. Most strange. Staff have heard doors slamming, the sound of heavy footsteps on the stairs, also the sound of chairs scraping across floorboards in a fully carpeted area. Most strange at this Nantwich pub known as the Red Cow. The Old Hall Hotel, Cheshire. This is a fabulous Elizabethan manor house with a first grade listing, built in 1656 on the site of a previous manor house and has since been extended. In the 18th century, it was used as a coaching inn and hotel. The construction of the present building dates from 1656. It was built on the site of the previous manor house of the Sonbach family, that had been built originally in the 13th century, but destroyed by fire. There is evidence of an even older building on the site dating from the 12th century. This building had been a rectangular wattle and daub structure with a turf roof, served as a seminary for priests serving the nearby church. The present building was built by John Radcliffe, the son of Sir John Radcliffe, the Lord of the Manor at Sandbeck. The first phase of the building was rectangular and was constructed in oak timber, framed with wattle and daub infill. Later, an extension was built to the left. This is all rather construction heavy. This was also timber framed, but some brick was used at the rear. The building was further extended in the 18th century and the stables in the rear were enlarged. It then functioned as a coaching inn, and the Liverpool to Lichfield coach stopped to change horses. Passengers were encouraged to stay, and then the inn was reclassified as a hotel. Now, here we go. In the 19th century, the hotel was part of the Crewe estate, and it was extended again, this time adding a carriage arch to the right wing. The building was restored in 1887 by John Stringer for the Crewe estate. During the Second World War, the hotel was used to house American officers, who were visited here by none other than General George S. Patton. The hotel closed in 2005 and remained empty until 2010, when the building, having been purchased by the Brunning and Price Group of public houses, rebuilt it and restored it and reopened it again in June 2011 as, of course, a public house and restaurant.